Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ames' Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy schedule to join hearts and minds as we come together via the airwaves. As always, my themes on Sunday Soul Connection usually have something to do with something that I've experienced, because I always believe in sharing my teachings, my truth, my message from a lived experience, as opposed to my hypothetical one. And it feels like the last 3 years I have been so focused and disciplined and dedicated in my studies that since I've stopped, I've been what sometimes feel a little scattered. I keep mislaying things, I keep forgetting, I don't feel as focused as I previously had done whilst going through the studies. And always, because we know that every moment is a guru, this past week I experienced two things. Three, but the two I'm going to share with you this morning, is what made me create the theme for this morning, entitled God's Got It. You see, we tend to get so preoccupied with stuff, with what we think when something goes wrong that we have to do, and we do it, and that's fine. But there comes a moment that when we stop doing the doing, we let go and we surrender and we trust and we remember that God's got it, that God is actually able to do or bring forth whatever it is that we need. And let me elaborate a little further. So I was off the air last week because I was going to the Isle of Wight for the Garlic Festival. I went down to Gosport for the week because there was things supposed to be happening. And on the Friday, I went out shopping because a friend was joining me on the Saturday. I took my purse with me, which is very unusual because everything I usually spend is on a credit card. The Saturday morning when I went to meet her and I went to get my purse, I couldn't find it. I searched the coat that I thought I'd worn, searched the flat, searched the bag, searched everywhere. Called up the supermarket, nothing. Went across to meet her, and we had a fun time, and I came back, and I said, oh, I think I'm going to go and report it to the police. And down there, the police stations are closed, not open all the time, so it happened to be closed. I got to the point where I said, you know what? Perhaps whoever found that purse needed the money more than I. And perhaps God used me to be a blessing for someone. I let it go, and I blessed them. The Sunday morning we got up ready to go, the weather changed, and so I changed what I was going to wear. I went, picked up a coat, put it on, And as I pushed my hand in the pocket, there was the purse. I was yelping with delight, as it had a considerable sum inside of it. But I realized on reflection, because as I keep reminding you, every moment is a guru. Nothing until I had let go, when I had surrendered, when I had stopped worrying, searching, fretting over this purse, that I was able to get what I needed in order to find it. That happened on the Saturday. The Tuesday now, I went to work. And on my way back from work, I thought I'd go to the supermarket and get some shopping. I was wearing a dress and had a pocket, and I put the keys, my car keys, in my top pocket. I'd been shopping just before and put the car keys in there, and they were fine. So I went, did the shopping, came back, went to the car, no car keys in my pocket. I patted myself down, I went back in the supermarket, asked if anyone had handed the keys, retraced my steps everywhere I stopped, not once, but three times. Went back to the car, patted myself down again, still no car keys. I thought, no problem, I'll call an Uber, I'll go home and get the spare key. Then I remembered my house keys were locked inside the car. So I called a friend who had keys to the house, and fortunately she was in the country. The day before she was in Copenhagen. She came and got me, we went to get the second car keys. Now the second set of car keys are left in the shed for the car nurse to be able to move the car around. Couldn't find the keys, called him, and he said, well, they should be there, but don't forget that the battery is flat, so you might have an issue trying to open the car. Okay, eventually we found the keys, not where we thought, but where it needed to be. Went back, I Googled how to open the car with the batteries flat, and managed to, and got home. Again, every moment is a guru. I went upstairs, took off my dress, and as I took off my dress, there dropped out the car key. I was flummoxed. There was no way the car keys could get from the pocket that was on top of my right breast inside wherever it was. There was no way it was feasibly possible, and yet there it was. And I realized again, once I had surrendered the fretting, the fussing, the angst, the worry, God was able to do what God needed to do, because God's got it. And this is the thing that I've realized. The third thing that's happened, I am going to share more once it's been resolved. But I know that even in this situation that I'm experiencing at this moment, God's got it. And I realized I've done everything that I physically, humanly needed to do, or felt that I physically, humanly needed to do. And even in that doing, I've had to deal with other people's negative suggestions and ideas about the situation. And if you know me well enough, you know that I do not talk about the stuff until it's after. But in this situation, I've had to do this. And I realized that even with the best intentions in the world, people come with it from their perspective. And you need to be anchored in your faith, in your resolve, to know that God's got something in spite of the appearances. In spite of the contradictions that may look to be something other than. You see, the whole idea of growing your faith, deepening your faith, expanding your faith, doesn't happen when you've read a good book or you've heard a good message. The whole idea of expanding faith or deepening your faith comes when you have to go through challenges. Whether they be health challenges, whether they be work-related, whether they be relationship-related. Your faith grows as you deepen in the remembrance and the realization that God's got this. And when you can surrender into that truth that God's got this, you then allow the spirit, the universal energy, the presence, the power, the life to do what it does best. It might not be how you thought it should be. It might not be in the way you want it to be. But when God's got it, it will resolve itself. My sacred text comes from Exodus 14, 13 to 14. And Moses said unto the people, fear not. stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. So we know the backdrop to the story, and I'm sure everyone knows this, is that the children of Israel are freed from the Egyptians. Moses is leading them to the promised land, and they reach the Dead Sea. Now the children of Israel are fretting because they've got the sea in front of them and the Egyptians coming behind them. Now the Egyptians are going to do one or two things, kill them or take them back into slavery. And they're complaining and they're moaning and they're fretting and they're worrying and they're stressing and they're crying. And Moses has to tell them, stop, stand, be still. You see, these are the necessary lessons that we need to remember. To be still. To stop the chatter, to stop the negative talk that's going on in our heads, to halt the narrative about the very thing that we don't want that we start to imagine is going to happen. Jesus did the same thing when he was on the boat in the storm sleeping, and the disciples were there fretting that they were going to perish, and he arose and said, peace, be still. When we have things that we are confronting, and as I said, it doesn't matter what it is. It's the truth that is applicable for all things. We need to be able to say, be still. Stop being afraid. Stop thinking the worst. Stop worrying. Stop getting over anxious. Stop believing whatever it is that you don't want to happen will happen. Wait and see what God can do. See God's grace at work in your life because God's got it. It says in the passage that he will show you today and that you will see the Egyptians, the things that worry you, the things that stress you, you'll see them no more. Beloved, every Sunday I'm sharing with you truths that I implore you to embrace for your life and for living. I implore you not because I think it sounds good. I implore you because I know it works. I implore you because I want you to live a life that is one of joy and not one that you are enduring. I implore you because I want the very best for you as God wants the very best for you. When it is written that eyes have not seen or ears have not heard, nor the heart of man perceiveth the good things that are prepared for those that love God. It's the reminder that we need to come back to the remembrance that no matter what, God's got it. For there is nowhere where God is not. God can never be separate from whatever it is you are going through. God is right there with you in the midst of your challenge, in the midst of the situation, in the midst of the condition. God is there. Be still. Stand still. And see the grace of God in your life, for God's got it. Saint Isaac of Nineveh, 7th century saint, said, be at peace with your own soul. Then heaven and earth will be at peace with you. Enter eagerly into the treasure house that is within you, and you will see the things that are in heaven. For there is but one single entry to them both. The ladder that leads to the kingdom is hidden within your soul. Dive into yourself, and in your soul you will discover the stairs by which to tread. To ascend. Dive into yourself, and in your soul you will discover the stairs by which to ascend. Everything is within, because the Spirit of God is within as well as without. And yes, there are always going to be things we have to do externally, humanly, but the best work we do is done internally. With spirit. So my story today, it says Hooray for Hollywood by Carlos Cotin. And he says, when I was 20 years old, I dropped out of college and got a job as a chauffeur to an old school Hollywood producer. My main responsibility was to drive him around town, but he would take me to his meetings and introduce me as his associate. And he would encourage me to speak up. He had a script that he was developing at 20th Century Fox. We had many meetings there. After 2 years of chauffeuring, I wrote to the Fox executive I had grown to know during these script meetings and told him I was looking for something new, not realizing that I was this producer's driver. The executive set up an interview for me with the president of the studio as a candidate for a job as the newest studio executive. To my surprise, when the president of the studio found out I had dropped out of college, we got into a debate about the importance of college degrees. It ended him with me telling him, "You kind of sound like my mother," and he hired me. The story is cute. Because I believe in his own way, the young man knew that God's got this. He stayed true to what he wanted and went for it. He did what was humanly necessary when it was required and then surrendered it to God. And God got him the job. And so I know, beloveds, that when we get ourselves out of the way, when we can come back into the remembrance, come back to the alignment that God's in whatever it is, and that God's got this, that God is in control, our life is one that is empowered. My celestial poem is entitled Honesty Skin by Neil Patterson. Sacrifice to beauty, worship at the altar of love, surrender to charity, wear integrity like a glove. Stand up for what you believe in essence know for what it is you care. Whenever there may be disharmony, validate change, aim to be aware. Strive to be steadfast, do what is that you must. Take time to recover from the realities of life with an armor of trust. Laugh for no good reason other than it wells up from within and spills over with affection. To be real is never a sin. Be honest, but seek truth as it is honesty's kin. Share your heart to the world and let your journey recommence or begin. I love that poem. It is speaking to be true and honest to yourself. But also it says, and I love this line, recover from the realities of life with an armor of trust. You see, when we realize that God's got it, we have an armor of trust. We have a shield of faith. We have the sword of truth that can cut through the appearances that can deceive and does deceive. We know at the very depths of our being, in the soul of our souls, that God's got it no matter the situation, condition, circumstance, or experience. I will testify as long as I have breath to this truth, because I know it is unchanging and unwavering. The God I love, the God I serve, the God I believe in is the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. Our teacher said that heaven and earth will pass away, but these words of truth will abide forever. So my Science of Mind readings are entitled The Power of Trust. The first quote comes from Ernest Hemingway, who says, "The best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them." Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, who says, "I live in the faith that there is a presence and a power greater than I am that nurtures and supports me in ways I could not even imagine. I know that this presence is all-knowing and all-powerful and is always right where I am." The author writes, "I remember calling my father many years ago and asking him about the time change. I wasn't sure whether I needed to set my clock an hour forward or back. After he confidently gave me his answer, I asked, 'Are you sure?' Being the subtle character that he was, my dad said to me, 'Why did you call me if you did not plan to believe the answer I gave you?' This experience has stayed with me most of my adult life because I think of it in a deeper way. He was right, of course. Why would I call him if I did not have faith and trust in his answer? Because of my various experiences with him in my youth, my father had rarely witnessed my total trust in him. It took his death to open my heart and fully engaged in the gifts he offered me. This experience with my father touched me, yet I was guided to apply it at a deeper spiritual level. What about my Creator, Spirit, God? Why do I similarly call upon this amazing presence if I'm unwilling to believe in the answers I receive? Why do we take time to pray if we do not trust our answers? And why would we not totally trust the same energy we are made of? Why are we so willing to listen to the opinion of anyone else, even though he or she may not model the answers we are seeking? An enlightened rebel understands the immense value of trusting the inner core and wisdom that comes from a power greater than ourselves. It is time for a time change, and we are the ones to move it forward. So, my beloveds, let us know with an unwavering faith, trust, and belief that whatever we are facing, whatever we are going through, whatever we will go through, God's got it. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we take this truth, this belief firmly into consciousness. And bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So in this truth and this awareness, let us bring our attention to our breath, and as we breathe in, say to ourselves, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as we breathe out, say to ourselves, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you exhale, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in, and God's got it. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I let go of stress and worry. Inhale, God's got it. Exhale. Let go, stress and worry. God's got it. 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 Let go, stress and worry. Here, in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, let's take a moment to set the intention for our week ahead, to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. And as we are seeing it, let us feel what that would be like. Always we add the mental equivalent of that which we are visioning. We bring our attention into our circle of breath. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. For we know that God is spirit, the energy, the life force that is everywhere present at every point in space and time, whose center is everywhere, circumference is nowhere. There are so many names with which we choose to call the one that is beyond all names. The one that is the ground of being, the intelligence, the spirit. Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Brahma, Krishna, Buddha, nature, Jesus. None can contain all that the divine is. So we simply say divine beloved. Ground of being, source of all that is. as we consciously come into your presence at this time, knowing that there is nowhere where you are not. That we ask that we remember that in all that confronts us, in all situations, in all conditions and circumstances, that we remember to stand still, to see your salvation and realize that God's got it. To know in our hearts of hearts that there is nothing that can separate us from your love, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it as we stand still. Your grace is our sufficiency in all things. And so let us remember in our times of worry, in our times of stress, in our times of fretting and fussing, that God's got this. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. We're holding in our hearts everything that is happening across this beautiful world of ours. For the fires that are raging in the Amazon. For the talks that are happening with the G7. For the protests that are in Hong Kong. For the ongoing battle in Syria, the Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, for all these things that are in the news and that are not in the news, that are still happening and affecting this beautiful, beautiful world. We hold in our hearts and us and surrender in the realization that you've got this. That you know what to do for every situation, condition, and circumstance. And so we ask that we remember that you are in control. That we get ourselves out of the way. We do what is ever required of us, and then we surrender to you. We stand still and see your salvation. We stop stressing and fussing and fearing and know you've got this. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I'm enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am loving, loved, and lovable. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands to your sides and affirm. I give thanks for my abundant good. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I release all limiting and erroneous thoughts. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations.
All guest lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Please repeat after me our affirmation from our Science of Mind reading. I trust the universe every day.
I trust the universe every day.
I am always awake and open.
I'm always awake and open.
To my surroundings. I trust in my Creator.
I trust my Creator.
Always knowing I am supported.
Always knowing that I am supported.
And guided for my highest good.
And guided for my highest good.
Now, Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive
myself and I am at peace.
Peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and
I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
I feel protected
and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented
and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my
physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
Be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be
peaceful.
May they be free.
May
they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all
beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be
peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
In our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the
power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Well, my beloved, as we come towards the close of our Sunday soul for this Sunday, I'm back with you on Thursday with our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer, and the following Sunday again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. You can get daily inspiration on my Instagram, scott.ingrid, and everything that ever has been recorded is on the Sunday Soul website. So, my closing benediction. May God's love and God's joy be in our hearts and surround our living each day and night wherever we roam. May we know God's presence in growing and learning, in joy and sorrow, in friendship, in solitude, in beginnings and endings. May God keep us and bless us all the days of our lives. May the blessing of God, the beginning, the end, and the everlasting, be with us and remain with us always. So my closing song for you is one that I have been playing nonstop. It's by Jay Moss, and it's entitled, God's Got It. Enjoy.
Yo, hey! Gang ready! It's a new flag, baby!
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not a murder job, but I cannot help. People dying innocently, haters spreading rapidly. I'm not talking about the feed, but some things I've gotta
work.
Whoa,
I ain't gonna worry about the things I can't control. It is what it is.
I ain't gonna worry.
Have a beautiful Sunday. Enjoy the bank holiday, and I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our prayer session 10 at 10. God bless.
Thank you.